I have a little bit of a beef with our next guest.
Oh, really?
So everybody hits on, like, they all get all upset about the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant. Yeah. Like, oh, Kevin Durant joined a 73-win team. Mm-hmm. How's that fair? Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Travis Dermott just kind of skating despite joining this incredible Marlies team. I guess he was a part of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But a little bit of unfairness. Marlies just rolling through the postseason. Some people are calling you the Kevin Durant of the AHL. How do you feel about that?
I'll have to hear it firsthand to believe it.
Oh, you just did. You're saying that this show is incredible?
Just because JD is the first doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Some people are saying that.
Yeah. No, congratulations on the run. It's been incredible. Since yourself and Andreas Janssen have rejoined this Marlies team, they have yet to lose a playoff game. It's an incredible accomplishment so far. But yes, another series to go against the Texas Stars in the Calder Cup Final, which is coming up. Man, you guys have had a long, long break here between games, and I know you're playing like fake games. How are you keeping busy here with all this time off?
It's good. We kind of take a little break, a couple of days off from the rink, but the guys are still hanging out. We're doing stuff away from the rink. Yesterday we went out to the Frisbee as a team for a little bit, so we're keeping busy for sure, but we're having a good time. We're staying focused, and I don't know, it's good. The time off's nice.
I was going to say, they got like 10 days off in between games, and he's like, how are you feeling the time? You're like, we threw Frisbee for 10 minutes.
Fine.
So the 10 minutes, that's 10 minutes of the 10 days. That's good. We've accounted for quite a bit so far. No, that's cool. I like that you guys are still keeping it loose. I do imagine it would be, sometimes you get a long weekend or a little bit of a break, and I guess it's different for a professional athlete because you're always training, you're always keeping your body right, and especially nowadays where there really is no off season. But I think that people are susceptible to relaxing when you do get time off, and so being able to stay focused and the way that you guys have played over these last few series has been really impressive.
Yeah, thank you. It's kudos to our team. I mean, everyone's feeling dialed in. We're nice and relaxed. We're definitely here to get the job done, and we won't be happy with anything short of it.
How difficult was the transition from, you know, obviously the disappointment of that Game 7 against the Boston Bruins right back into the thick of a playoff race for the Marlies?
It wasn't bad. It almost felt like coming home. I mean, those are the guys that have been with me for the past couple of years, and I feel like I've developed a lot with them, so it almost feels like my family coming home too. So it was pretty easy. They made it easy, and They obviously didn't need to rely on me and Johnny that much with the success that they were showing. So it was nice coming back and kind of just filling the role like we did before, and just trying to help out as much as we can. But coming back to a team that's already in good hands.
So your D partner there, Timothy Liljegren, a lot of people projecting that partnership into the NHL one day. He's only 19 though. He got a year or two on him. But apparently the beard is ridiculous for a 19-year-old. Can you tell me a little bit about the Timothy Liljegren beard?
It's a 48-year-old beard at least. It's pretty crazy seeing him with how young he is, 19 or so. So I'm 21 and probably have about a quarter of the beard he has, if that. So he's got some good facial hair to show for it. He's definitely a man in a man's body, I guess, even at such a young age.
A man in a man's body.
That's
Timothy Liljegren. What do you think of his game? Like, where do you look at him? So I think that a lot of people have been pretty impressed by the skating and some of the puck moving. And I wonder, when you're looking at him, is there something that you think is NHL ready right now, or do you look at him and say this is the thing that he needs to improve?
Honestly, I think the only thing that he just needs to keep working on is just getting bigger and stronger. I think his head for the game could play in the NHL for sure. He really understands the game, and he understands that despite not being the biggest guy, he's learning ways to defend more efficiently, which is big. And I've watched him progress through that, and it's pretty impressive. And it's obviously a blast playing with him too. He's such a skilled player that I think his skill is definitely NHL ready. and his speed, he can skate like the wind. He's a good passer, good shooter. He can run a power play. And I think just keep getting stronger, because those guys at that next level are fast, skilled, and strong. So, that was the biggest jump, kind of adapting to that. So once he keeps working on that, and I can't see him staying out of that league for much longer.
Talking to Travis Dermott, Toronto Marlies and Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman, and obviously, yeah, Liljegren gets some attention because he's a first-round pick. Who on that Marlies team is going under the radar that we're not talking about, that we should be talking about more, either in the AHL or projecting to the NHL, that we're not doing enough of, that isn't getting the pub?
Yeah, I think it's tough, because I think we have a lot of players that that could play in the NHL. But you look at the roster up there, and you have some great players filling roles that it's hard to kind of squeeze these guys in. But I mean, you look at Garrett Sparks and Calvin Pickard; they're both NHL level goalies in my mind, and they bring it every day. And watching them being here, and just kind of it feels weird, because you think that these guys should be up there, and but you also look at the Leafs goalies and how tremendous they were this year and stuff. So it's there's a handful of guys. I wouldn't be able to name one or two. I think there's guys on D, guys on forward, and both our goalies that could be playing up there, and given maybe a different opportunity, they'd be there. But we'll see what the future has for him.
No, I think that's a really good answer, because Sparks and Pickard have both had such impressive seasons. And I think Sparks, especially just because he is under contract with the team next year, is going to present a really interesting opportunity with the team. And, yeah, you guys are so deep up front and on the back end. And it's I can't remember having this many Marlies conversations with just people before, just the level of interest in the players. And it really does a little bit, from the outside anyways, when you're watching these playoff games, almost feel like we are judging it as though it's that it's almost an elongated training camp. And I wonder if there's a little bit of that feel for you guys.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you know, the eyes are always on you, so you want to come and show it every day. So that kind of gets the training camp feel, where you're trying to impress all the time, because being right down the road, it's not like you're gonna have to. It's hard for them to call you up, right? It's right there, and you're always kind of downtown, so you always kind of in the back of your mind, you're thinking that you want to show it every single time that you show up to the rink, and that's definitely motivation for the guys.
How much interaction have you had, Travis, with Kyle Dubas throughout your career?
A lot. He's been there right from the start of my pro year. So he's been great for me. He's kind of, I don't know, I'm going to say taking me under his wing, because he liked that with everyone. But he definitely looked after me at the start, and he knew if I needed anything away from the rink, at the rink, he'd always have open ears. And seeing the opportunity that he's getting moving forward, I think it's going to be huge for the organization. And I'm excited to be part of it, especially with him. I think things are looking up for sure.
Before I let you go, so obviously, yeah, you're in the middle of a playoff run here with the Marlies, but you've had some time off. Have you checked in on the Stanley Cup playoffs at all since you guys have been eliminated?
Yeah, it's been real fun to watch. Kind of picking and choosing who you want to win after your team's out is kind of weird, but it's definitely been exciting playoffs to watch. That's kind of a third party, I know.
So who is that team that you've decided you want to win? Like, I've always been curious about that. You know, if it were me and I was eliminated by somebody, I think I would want them to go deeper, so I felt better about myself. Who have you put your emotional coins behind?
Well, I'm not sure in the finals here. I had Winnipeg being a Canadian team. That would have been pretty cool. So I was rooting for them. And then I think Vegas would be cool. It's kind of the cool story behind it, and just the different records and stuff they've been breaking. That's obviously huge for them. And then the Caps would be cool too. It's down to it now. It's not the Winnipeg team that I wanted to win, so I'm kind of indifferent. But I'll be watching nonetheless.
Well, we'll be watching you and your team, and congratulations on the success so far, and good luck in the Calder Cup final. Thanks for doing this, Travis.
Thanks for doing it, man.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, no worries, guys.